Dell.com. Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Dell, turn that music off. If Granado's not going to be here and he's not going to honor the great people of Beaumont, then he doesn't deserve that music. He doesn't get to pick the intro music today, all right, Dell? So we're going to cut ties with Granado for today because he was too good to come here to Saltgrass Beaumont, all right, because the people were asking for it. All they said was, we want John and Raheel to come say hi to us. It's been almost a year, and you guys haven't come out to one of the biggest listener bases for the station. It's embarrassing, but we're here now. No John Granado. Joel Blank is with me, and we're going to have some fun today. You can even meet AD. He met his first fan today.
Yeah.
The Modelo beer guy was here, and he's like, are you the famous AD? And sure enough, that's how loyal these fans are, Joel. Welcome in.
Thank you. First time
working with you. I'm excited.
First time in Beaumont.
Yeah.
The drive was a drive.
It was exciting.
It was scenic. I was happy to be here. I'm happy to be on with you. This is the first time you and I have actually been able to do this since way back in the day when we used to do evenings talking about NBA hoops. So this should be fun.
I'll give you a quick Joel Blank story.
Uh-oh.
When 1560 first started, you were one of the few people that were cool with us. There were a lot of people who would knock us, Rich Lord being one. Screw Rich Lord.
Rolling on 20s.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a shadow. So David Nuno, who's now at Channel 13 ABC, he and I used to do a thing called No Layups. We would do a post-game video after every Rockets home game, and you would let us do it because you had the power to kick us off because we were not affiliated with the Rockets, obviously. You always let us do it. We had a great time because we, you know why? Because we actually like hoops, and we enjoy talking hoops, and we appreciated the Rockets through the bad years and the good years. So I'm excited to work with you finally.
Officially.
Yeah, officially.
Instead of the guesting, it was fun, and we should have a good time today. I'm a little disappointed I couldn't do all four, but 2 hours of this should be a good time.
Yeah, and thank you for making the drive. We both live towards Sugarland, but you know what? I love driving on I-10. Truly do. I'm not even being sarcastic because when I was growing up, we used to take a lot of road trips because my family, we have four kids in the family, you know, middle class, lower middle class. We can't afford to fly everywhere. So my dad used to pack us up in a minivan, and we used to drive down I-10, whether it be to Georgia, to Florida. I-10 is awesome.
Well, I'll tell you this. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. You scared me last night, so I left when you did or said you were at 7 a.m., and it really was a very smooth drive, but I'm opposite of you. I mean, I went to school at the university. I started at the University of Wisconsin, but my road trips back and forth to home was 3 hours. I had eight cars break down in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, over my 4 years, and there was before cell phones. So I'm not a big fan of driving, so I was like, nah, I can't be that far. And then I Googled it last night and went, it's a little bit of a road trip. I need Chevy Chase and the holiday road music behind me, but it wasn't bad. It was a smooth drive.
It was fun, man. I-10 coming towards here, and a lot of people make this drive, obviously, you know, whether you work in Beaumont. This is the backbone right here of Texas. Like, you'll see all the refineries. You'll see
all the
blue-collar workers. I love it. There was a big bus barn. For some reason, there's a big bus barn where you can buy used buses. It was awesome. It was, like, the best part. I love making this drive. I haven't made it in a few years. The last time I did it was with my wife, and we went to one of the casinos. We don't even gamble, but we just went there because we were like, let's go hang out at Lake Charles.
That sounds like a whole separate issue, the fact that you went to a casino and you don't gamble.
I stopped gambling. After my first year at 1560, we went to the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas for a Super Bowl trip. I lost a whole paycheck there while I still owed a lot of money. You know, student debt was not
That'll leave a mark.
So I just stopped. Like, I'll do like a 50-100 gamble once in a while, but, man, I'm done gambling. I hate it now. I'm just like, I'll make a sports bet once in a while. But Lake Charles, you know, it's right down the street. But we are in Beaumont today at the Saltgrass in Beaumont, and we can't thank them enough for having us down here. So if you are in this area or you're near this area, you've always wanted to come hang out with the show, we are at the bar. All right, Joel.
Where everybody knows our name.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like Cheers.
Dell, Joel was so excited for the Cheers joke, and I was like, save that for the air because I want to drop a dad joke on
you.
Watch out, Houston.
That's my best friend doing what he does best for me. Joke. But it's seriously, I mean, we literally are at the bar.
Yep.
We're almost greeting everybody when they come in. The signs are up out front. So, you know, as the lunch crowd starts shuffling in, we'll be ready for them.
Yep, and you can hang out, sit here. We got plenty of seats available for you. We also have the big 60-person conference room / side room where you can host parties and stuff. And I was talking to Ricky before the show started. Man, Beaumont loves Saltgrass, and you guys are really showing your love for Saltgrass. So awesome, awesome stuff. Come on down here and hang out with us. Oh, and today on the show, I thought we dropped there for a second. Dell, how are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. My drive less interesting than yours, but pretty good.
Ah,
but you made up for it the other day with your drive.
Oh, that late. Drive was awful. It wasn't interesting.
See, there
it
you
was
go.
Just awful.
Right away on Twitter, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter, and that's how we can talk with you. We'll take a lot of phone calls. I don't mind taking phone calls on remote. There might be a little delay. Well, who cares? It's amongst friends. I don't care. You can follow Joel at Pac-Man Joel, P-A-C-K-M-A-N Joel, Joel. Can I call you Joel? It's a little French.
Yeah,
Joel.
Not a fan of it, but go right ahead.
All right, I'm going to call you Joel.
Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
Okay.
We got Joel Blank with us, and Raheel Ramson, @_Raheel. Tweet us. Call us, 713-780-3776. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Not Raheel Silverman?
No, not Raheel Silverman. That Barry bit is the
Barry Warner thing, yeah.
What happened was Barry truly just messed up my last name. He tried to
play doesn't remember anybody.
Yeah, he's old. It's not his fault. He's old.
The only reason why he remembers mine is because he uses it every other word.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks to you, he goes, Joel, I need to talk to you, Joel. And then it helps him remember it.
That's how you – that's old people. It's all right. You know, old people are awesome.
He walks like the Hobbit, too, mm-hmm. So we're all good.
I love Barry. Yeah, not really. On Twitter, Blake says, what the hell does John have against Sawgrass and the fine people of Beaumont? I don't know. You have to ask him. All right? He's known about this for over 2 months
you
now.
You promoted it.
Yes.
There were commercials I was listening to all week going, that's not the way it's going down, but that's John skipping out.
Mm-hmm.
So the writing was on the wall days ago.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's got to work on that tan some more. The fake and bake is wearing off. He had to get some more sunshine today.
It's incredible. The man appreciates a tan, and he loves it more than the people of Beaumont.
Raheel and Joel, schedule, man.
Yep. Raheel and Joel, we are about the people. We're here.
Without question.
Yeah. So come on by. I think we're going to have a few people stop by. I think one of my friends, Cody Williams, from Legacy Fighting, he just fought last week. He might stop by for a bit. He trains out here. So we'll have a fun show. Let's get started with some sports. All right, Joel, because it was a packed day in sports.
News of the day, yeah.
Yeah, news of the day, packed day in sports yesterday.
Yep.
Absolutely nothing happened for the Houston Texans.
Nope.
You know, rookies reported.
Right.
They're there. The veterans will report here. Sunday, training camp starts. Come Monday, we'll have actual football to talk about and what's been happening. No QB competition this year, but, man, I bet every radio station is going to talk about, well, who's going to be the number two? Who's going to be the
Who cares?
Stop. Just,
if you get to the point where you have to worry about the number two, your season's about over anyway.
Yep.
So you need to just make sure that Brock does what he's supposed to do and earns his money and then worry about everything else. I thought one of the interesting things was that Josh Gordon is now – it reinstated,
mm-hmm.
And depending on how the Cleveland Browns like to screw things up, would you take a chance on Josh Gordon and put him on your football team? I know you drafted a wide receiver, but, you know, he's got some ties. He knows, and, you know, you got a disciplinarian as a coach. Could he fit in and make your receiving core one of the best in the NFL, or is it too big of a risk because, you know, the Texans don't like to dabble in those guys that might have character issues. Interesting thing, but he's out there.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. My thing with that is, and you can talk about this more because you've dealt with professional athletes with your time at the Rockets. You know them more. You interacted with them on a daily basis. When you bring a guy back closer to home and he's had issues before, you're always afraid that
it's a fine line.
Right, you might run into some character issues again.
Yeah.
But he's been in so much trouble that it's almost like, He knows what's on the line more than ever.
This
so
is it for him, and it's a fine line. And some people would say, and a lot of guys in the NBA said, I never want to go play at home because the ticket demands, I know everybody, all my boys from back home, they're all going to want to go to the game. They're all going to want tickets. Yeah. It's a big pain in the rear end for me. But in his case, your support system is there. You got family around you. You got friends, possibly a buffer to try and keep you out of the spotlight in a negative way and maybe keep you focused on your career and doing what you're supposed to do on the field. So it's an interesting fine line, but it's something to talk about as someone that's out there. And obviously, if he's healthy and he's at his best, he is going to be one of the best receivers in football. He's proven that, and he can help. But do the Texans take a look at him, kick the tires? Does anybody else? Interesting scenario to see how it unfolds with the Cleveland Browns right now.
All right, so training camp starts Sunday, and I think that one is a fan. It's the open fan one. So I want to discuss some rules regarding that.
You got to have a ticket.
You got to have a ticket, but I think the ticket's, like, sold out. Or
they're free, but you got to get them online. And
I think they run out usually, like, in the first hour or so. But if you are heading out there or if you are heading out to one of the open practices, we'll discuss some rules. Because John hates it when fans ask for autographs. Because John is close to, he covers sports, and he's so close to it. So we'll discuss some other rules, like what else can you ask for? And we'll take your calls and you give us some answers.
He's tired of signing, or you mean the athlete themselves?
No, athletes. Athletes. He hates it when grown men ask for autographs.
Because that Trailer Wheel and Frame, he was signing pictures of him and chicks in bikinis from back in the day.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. Gosh, John, back in the day. He's no longer here because he doesn't like Beaumont. I'm just going to say
it. It's my first time here.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. So we'll discuss some of that. We're going to make baseball great again with your calls, 713-780-3776. The Astros.
Lose a half game.
I know. They lost a half game, but it's all good. You got plenty of time left to catch the Rangers. Well, look, it's going to come down to the games against the Rangers. It honestly, it always does. It's going to come down to
you've
that.
You've lost 9 of 10 against the Rangers. Mm-hmm. You've got to prove that you can beat that team. You're in two separate races, the wild card race, which it's a half game either way. But then with the Rangers, because of the fact that Fielder's out for the year, they've had so many injuries, their pitching staff is kind of in disarray. Is it better to chase the Rangers because then if you win the division, you don't have to worry about that play-in game? Or are you just trying to get in to the wild card when you're battling the likes of the Red Sox and the Blue Jays? And again, looking at the schedule, Real, the thing that they got to worry about more than anything else is it's not getting easier. It's getting tougher. The Tigers are a game and a half back. That's your series this weekend. You come back out of that, you got the Blue Jays for like 7 games coming up. And then you've got a ton of games left against the Rangers who you can't beat. So your schedule is not going to be easy. That then behooves you to ask the question, do you try and make a move or two to beat this team up just to get through that and give yourself a chance to win this year? Or are you so worried about screwing up the future and being contenders for the next 3 to 5 years that you don't do those moves?
Yep, and that's a question that Luno and his staff are asking other, and that's why they get paid to make that decision. There's that fine line. We were talking before the show, what is that? What do you do, right? I mean, who knows what happens in the next 2 years? Who knows what happens next year? Right now, you're in the thick of it. You have a chance to catch the Rangers, whether it be adding a lefty in the bullpen or another starter. Another bat. I mean, gosh, the outfield is just barren right now.
Well, and now all of a sudden, a team that has stayed relatively healthy, and suddenly you got the two hamstring injuries within 48 hours, and you're starting to worry, and the fact that Bregman's not hitting yet. So now you've got all kinds of questions. Thank goodness Rasmus came out at least for one at-bat with a bomb, had a couple of good at-bats where he got some solid contact. But you're worried about your bats in the lineup because of the fact that you lose Valbuena for at least a week or two minimum. You don't know how long Gomez is going to be out. So with those two guys out, now suddenly the depth at outfield is challenged, and you still need bats in the lineup. So we want to hear what you have to say as well, but it's going to be an interesting thing for the Astros. Would you mortgage the farm to try and win this year, or are you so satisfied that this team's going to be competitive for the next 3 to 5 that you won't mess with it?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. 713-780-3776. It's a Friday edition of Joel Blank, Raheel Ramzanali. No Granato and Raheel because Granato sold out. Doesn't like Beaumont. So people of Beaumont,
we come up with our own show name.
Yeah, this is the real deal. And Joel, you called me the real deal.
The real deal, Raheel.
Real deal, Raheel. It's one person on Twitter, I think it was Mike. Let me get this real quickly. Yeah, our man Mike, Mike K, who's great for comic book movie tweets. Like, seriously, it's awesome. Zep 1978. He says the real deal, Raheel, sounds like a villain in a Rocky movie.
Now you're really awesome liking one. It. Now you're liking it.
You know what? Rocky would never fight a Pakistani boxer. It'd be weird, like Amir Khan and Rocky.
He took Drago.
First,
the
weight, yeah. Well, that was back in the Cold War days. Well, like now, if they had to redo Rocky 7 or something, if they had to do Rocky 7, would it be a Muslim fighter? Well, like in light of political and the worldly states we're in.
I was going to say, because Trump wouldn't allow, he'd be friends with Drago, but he wouldn't allow anybody else in the country.
This is going to be an odd Rocky 7.
Wow.
Yeah. So
but
we'll
lucky
talk
number 7, you can work it out.
You're right. Anything goes on this show today. We are live at the Sawgrass in Beaumont. Please come hang out with us. It's our first time in Beaumont, 325 I-10. Come on by right here until 2 p.m. We'll be right back on ESPN 97.5.
Self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out of parents.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Beaumont. This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
She's so precious with the peer pressure, cutting a
We are back here. Raheel Ramzanali, Joel Blank, Dell back in the studio. AD out here with us. We're at the Saltgrass in Beaumont. Dell, we got anything to give away? Because on Friday, we are going to start doing a theme rejoiner. There's going to be a theme to all the rejoiners. Usually we have a giveaway. I don't know what the giveaways look like today. What do we got, Dell?
We got nothing.
Nothing. Nothing for the people.
Nothing for the people.
That is wrong. Nothing for the people. You know what I'm going to do, Dell? Michelle's going to get mad at me, but I'm going to give away an ESPN t-shirt, our orange t-shirt.
Do we have any orange t-shirts?
Yeah, we have some. I'll get one. I'll get with Todd and get something. But I want to give something away for our theme rejoiners. So if you know the theme throughout the show, you can just call in and tell them. And Dell has the answer, so we will figure all that out and get it all worked out. We are here at the Saltgrass in Beaumont. Just a couple of guys hanging out at the bar waiting for you to come by. It opens in about 40 minutes, so come on by. They have great lunch specials, great drink specials. Monday through Friday, they have happy hour going on, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Early dinner, which is my favorite. My wife and I love early dinner because we pick up our daughter, we go to early dinner, we're done by 6 o'clock, and then we can stay home and watch TV and let her watch TV and all that good stuff. So it's a great, great thing. That it's steak and shrimp starting at $12.99. You can't beat that. So go to saltgrass.com for more information. Saltgrass in Beaumont, just Google it, or go to saltgrass.com, go to locations, and you can find the address. There's 325 I-10. Joel.
Yep.
So last night, I go do my strength and conditioning class with my friends at the Athletic Performance Lab in Katy. And, awesome people. Richard Burmaster, who does the MMA show with me, which you can hear 7 p.m. tonight, Bare Knuckle Radio with Dingo and the boys. He invited me out there to come do a strength and conditioning class and, you know, work on my explosiveness again and all that good stuff. It is awesome. Man, like, the access these kids have today, and I'm working out with, like 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds. The access these kids have now to become great athletes, it's incredible, man. It's so cool. Coach Al was out there taking care of it. You're like on this thing called a shred mill. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not.
It's a treadmill that's it's on an incline, and it runs on your power. So it's not just constant. You have to push it, and then it picks up.
So you're you're creating the resistance?
Yeah, it's nuts, man. It's so much fun. So I'm out there, had a great night, all right? I'm feeling good. I'm sore. I'm excited. I get home.
Just the fact that that's a soundbite in itself. You're sore and you're excited.
I'm sore and excited. That's not even talking about the workout.
There you go.
You know,
already.
You know, it's,
you guys expecting yet?
No.
Okay.
No,
just checking.
No. Who knows? It was with her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it could have been in the locker room. I don't know, Joel.
The scenario has set itself up nicely.
Absolutely, and I'm okay with it.
Where are you going with this whole
thing? So I come home. I'm having a great night. I start doing some lawn work. I get all that done, and then my wife calls me crying. And you're
never
a new dad.
Good.
You're
a new
dad.
Never good when the wife's
never crying. Never a good moment when your wife calls you crying. And both of us, we have kids that are similar, like about the same age. So that's something we have in common. I'm sure we'll joke about that in a bit. So my wife calls me crying. I'm like, oh, crap, what happened? This is such a great night. I had plans to watch Stranger Things on Netflix. All right, I was going to just spend like 3 hours to watch this. Everyone's giving it great reviews. My night turned into walking around with the dog, making sure he throws up because he swallowed a mango pit.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
No, and again, on parallel universes, I'm dealing with the same type of thing, but my dog got a little red licorice.
Oh,
yeah, it's
that's
never a
never
good thing. The kitchen floor will never be the same, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man. So now, like, we don't know what we're getting. He didn't throw up. He still has a pit in his mouth. My wife is still freaking out, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to come out the front end or the back. I don't know. Yeah. It's a wild day in the Ramzanali household.
And I was with you, too. Mine was all backloaded on our dog, and it's never fun regardless. You just hope that there's tile, not carpet, and you take your lumps.
Yeah, hopefully.
Literally.
She's trying to figure it out, trying to find because we don't even have a vet because we moved into that area.
We moved from downtown, and going out to that area, you got to find all new people for all different kinds of things.
It's so much fun. So just a great day. I'm so glad to be here in Beaumont. Let's just say that.
It's a good day, man. It's sunny. The water's nice. And,
yeah.
You know, we're here now. We're cozy up to the bar.
My favorite thing is driving past the San Jack Monument. I love it. I went out there a couple years ago. I want to do a show from the top of it. Todd and I are working on this. I want to do a show on top of it for an hour or two and just do a Texas history show. I absolutely love the San Jack Monument.
And I guarantee you that people will not need any kind of sleep medicine at all for that show. And
not
they
at all.
Will wake up when you're done.
See,
and I don't know what just happened, but your pet piece of food that was on the bar is
now
gone.
I ate it.
That's a little bit scary, too.
You weren't raised in Texas. Like,
I was
Texas
not.
History is so much fun if you grew up in Texas and you went to school in Texas from, like, first grade on, Texas history is more important than any other subject. It really is.
Well, I mean, I came from Wisconsin where there's not a whole lot of history, so I'm willing to learn, but you know,
I'll do it for you.
I missed the Sanjak Monument you're talking about in my drive to get down here on time.
It's just the big, you know, phallic symbol.
I was going to say, the little monument with big ideas.
Yeah, it's just sticking up. You know, you can't miss it. You really can't miss it. The Astros are at 55-46. They lost a little ground last night because the Rangers actually took care of business on their end, and they beat the Royals 3-2. They start up a three-game set, and we'll have Julia Morales joining us at 11:15 from Root Sports Southwest, good friend of the show. I went to college with her, so I love talking to Julia and love seeing her doing great things. So we'll talk some Astros with her. But Mike is on. Our man Mike is on. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? I would just like to say that, you know, the tides are turning now. I really, really think that the Astros are going to take 3 out of 4, you know, 2 out of 3, whatever games they got going on between the Astros and the Rangers. The Rangers with the injuries, the pitching, I know we got our issues, but it's our time to shine. Don't bet the farm.
But Mike, you don't want to get the cart in front of the horse. You got to deal with the Tigers first. You got 3 in Detroit. They're only a game and a half back of the wild card with the Astros. Their schedule's no joke. I think they just swept the Red Sox or took 2 out of 3. So the Tigers are playing good ball. You got to take them a series and a game at a time. But their schedule's going to be rough.
Yeah, their schedule's going to be rough. But nevertheless, it's our time to shine. You know, we choked last year. And that leaves a little bitter in everybody's mouth. So, you know, it is what it is, and we're going to take care of business this year.
Mike, I'm with you. Our time to shine is the best. I love it.
You want me to Dell to fire up one shining moment for
no,
you?
No. Well,
it's not the NCAA tournament. You can get it going.
See, now, like, when I think time to shine, I don't even think about one shining moment. Because your daughter's going to do this because she'll start watching TV. I think of Shimmer and Shine. It's this cartoon.
Let me ask you this.
Cartoon.
Since you have a kid, do you know who Little Bunny Fufu is?
No. Who's that?
Craig Ackerman, my old broadcast partner, used to bring that up consistently to me all the time, and it was shocked that I didn't know. Even with he said when you have children, it'll change. I have no flipping idea who that is, and I don't think I want to know. Because
really?
You're right. Thanks to all those TV programs, I got enough on my plate with what she watches already.
Yeah, there's this, like, it's a genie show. There's like two ho-ass girls who are genies, all right, and they're called Shimmer and Shine. And
it's I bet they are.
Oh, my God. I'm
stage
like,
names?
Yeah, they look, I told you, there's some ho-ass girls, all right? All right, I'm like, why are you watching this? This isn't good. So now I think Shine, I'm like, those one shining moment. Yeah, we can all do that. By the way, the schedule is 3 in Detroit.
Yep.
Then they come home for 7. You got 4 against the Blue Jays starting on Monday, and then the Rangers at home. If there's ever a time that you need to sweep the Rangers or take 2 out of 3, it's right now. It truly is right now because, as you mentioned, the month does not get easier. You got the Twins on the road for 4. Then you head up to Toronto for 3. Then the Cardinals at home, Baltimore at on the road. That's not going to be easy at all for 4. So it's just going to be a really hard month. And, of course, every month, every stretch of games, you can kind of say it makes or breaks a season. But this month will make or break.
Yeah, it's not
because
about
after
one
this
game.
Month, that's it.
Yeah, it's
that's
definitely it. This is go
this is
time.
Mm-hmm.
And for all that you kind of were able to make up ground on that tough start, that's all fine and dandy. But the kind of the ramifications that you weren't expecting that you have to deal with now is because of that tough start, now, instead of hoping to kind of go 500 ball and really hang in there with the competition, you've got to dominate the competition in the next 30 days because that's going to make or break your season based on the slow start. If you got off to an average to better than average start, you probably wouldn't have to be as concerned.
True.
But even though they're playing good baseball, and we all know since May 1st they have the best record in the league and their pitching staff's come around, it has got to be on point going forward because the next 30 days are going to be huge.
Absolutely. Right here at Saltgrass Beaumont, we are hanging out here. We've got a bunch of tweets I got to get to, some funny questions. And once again, it's a Friday show. Whatever calls you have, it doesn't have to be sports related. I don't care. Let's have some fun. Let's just go at it. Let's make our day go by a little bit faster here. Come hang out with us. Come grab a steak at Saltgrass in Beaumont. We are here until 2 p.m. It's Joel Blank, Raheel Ramzanali. We'll be right back on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back. Live from the Saltgrass in Beaumont, Raheel Ramzanali, Joel Blank, hanging out with you till 2 p.m. I am Joel's here till 12, so if you ever wanted to meet the voice,
former
voice of your Houston Rockets in terms of updates and studio analysis and color and all that good stuff, this is your time to come hang out with Joel. You can absolutely talk some Rockets with him. I'm pro basketball. I've never hit it. This is my favorite sport. I love talking it. So if you have Team USA calls, basketball calls, we'll take them. Your Astros are front and center right now. Three-game set with the Tigers, and then they come home for the Blue Jays and Rangers. So big, big series. A big 2 weeks coming up for your Houston Astros. Texans get back at it on Sunday, or the start on Sunday, and we'll have football to talk about on Monday. We can talk about matchups, where you guys want to see certain things, whatever you want. It's a Friday show. Every call gets through 713-780-3776.
America's team's already at practicing.
You guys are already riding your bikes in.
Yeah, the Green Bay
Packers. A bunch of fat guys ruining kids' bikes.
But you know what? Effectively fat guys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I mean, they're paid to be big, right? And then they go ride a 17-inch mountain bike, and the kid's bike is all messed up.
But you know what? The kid's happy because he's got a lifetime of photos and different souvenirs for wrecking his bike. And mom and dad are probably going to fix it or get him a new one, so it's fine.
I liked how the Texans tried doing that 1 year. I think it was Connor. I think it was Connor. They tried, riding the bike in, and that lasted for, maybe one day.
Busted a pedal off.
Yeah, and it was just, awkward. You're like, nobody's even bringing their bikes in. Because in Lambo, it's, next to neighborhoods.
Well, they actually do it so that it's, it's like intros in starting lineups for the Texans or for the NBA. They line up, and they line all the bikes up, and there's like a walkway, and the players walk out. They normally look for a kid that's got their jersey on or whatever, and he hands them his helmet, gets on the bike. They go down the path. The same kid gets it on the way back, and then they normally give the kid autographs and whatever. But it's cool. It's obviously it's a hometown feel. It's a really small-town atmosphere, but it's part of what makes the Packers who they are.
Yeah. On Twitter, we got a lot of tweets to catch up with, so let's do that. Lamont says, Joel, you and Raheel need to stop in Viter for a bagel and orange juice. Mm-hmm. I think you can stop in there with any without any concerns.
Will it be orange?
I don't know. It might be pasteurized.
Yeah.
A little pasteurized orange juice.
I appreciate the opportunity, but I think that I might be pressing on to get back home.
I'll stop there. I have no worries.
You want to stop at the Big Green Gator thing.
Yeah, we're on the way home, but I have a meeting at 4, so I'm trying to time it out if I can leave. Stop for 2 minutes.
Friday at 4 o'clock?
I do.
You do? Yeah.
I do. I don't care. You know what? Business doesn't stop, Joel. Since Joel's there, can you guys discuss Terrence Jones' sweet dribbling skills? That was the thing. Terrence Jones was
a... You say that, but the guy was a point guard in high school. In Portland, Oregon... He was one of the most talented and athletic, overall skilled basketball players coming out. That's why he got the ride to Kentucky. That's why he got all the love, and the Rockets took him in the first round. The fact of the matter is, Terrence Jones' problem has never been ball handling because he's not supposed to be a ball handler. But in transition, because of the way that the Rockets wanted to run, a lot of times he was able, as a big, to press the issue, push the ball up the floor, and open up some spaces to where things could happen. That was the least of the worries with Terrence Jones.
Yeah.
There was so much more to worry about. It was never about his handles.
Stonehand Jones. That's what I called him. There was I don't know what happened.
Roberto Duran, hands
like
stone.
Yeah, he had he turned into that guy on Game of Thrones, the one who got touched and the one who wants to bang the mother of dragons. I don't know these guys' characters' names, so I'm not gonna try. The one who's turning into stone. That's who Terrence Jones turned into. Because 3 years ago, you were right. He was pushing it.
Yeah.
He was good with the ball, and then I don't know what happened this year with him. I really don't know what happened, but he just. Everything he did well, it went away suddenly. It's like it was Space Jam. Somebody took his abilities.
That we both know fundamentally, whether you're a fundamental shooter or not, your best bet is to have your feet about shoulder width apart when you shoot jump shots. He never could get out of the habit of keeping them as close together as possible. So most all of his jump shots were off balance. Again, in the Rockets' offense, the fours are expected to be able to be stretch fours and shoot threes. He wasn't very accurate because he wasn't balanced, and that was just the start of it.
All right. His name is Jorah, or... Expert Game of Thrones author back there, Del.
Asking you shall receive.
Jorah. Which one? I don't know their names, Del.
Jorah the Explorer?
I think that's what his name
is. That would be a kiddie
show. Isn't it Jorah the Explorer?
Watch out, moms. This guy just blasted you with a dad joke.
How is that?
That is that's a dad joke because it's a kid show. I'll give him that one.
Del, we actually can't play that one because we're in a restaurant and people.
Hey man, don't try to curtail my art, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? Yeah, we can't censor you. All right, we can't censor you. Here's another one. At the first press conference, training camp press conference, will we receive sane Bill O'Brien or crazy Bill O'Brien?
Well, the bigger thing is going to be what's the phrase of the day, because you know that based on rookie orientation and what was said in the locker room, they're just going to be the best teammate they can be.
Sure.
Trying to get better every day, trying to make their spot on the roster, whatever it's going to be. But you can tell, especially when you talk to the young guys, if they're allowed to talk, from Club Belichick, they're going to have certain things they can say, and then everything else is off limits.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it is going to be. Like, if I was Bill O'Brien, I would troll the media so hard, and the media gets so butthurt about it every single time. Like, just get over it.
But it's like Wheel of Fortune. That phrase could be the puzzle. Let's just spin and buy vowels and get going.
See, I would do something like, all right, guys, look, welcome to training camp. Here's what I want you guys to do today. When the media, they're going to ask you questions, try to answer. If you get put in a tough spot, just say, Jell-O is kind of good. Something like that. Like, what? That makes no sense. Kind of like, you know what? Jell-O's kind of good.
Right before the press conference, Pat Sajak comes out and goes, our next puzzle is going to be the phrase of the day. It's going to be a phrase. Let's start by opening it up. Spin the wheel.
Yeah. And then, like, Berman goes, let me get a T. A T.
Vanna, there's two T's, Mark. Yeah. Do you have a guess? Okay, spin the wheel.
Yep. Today, not tomorrow. Correct, Berman. What? How'd you guess it all right away? Like, they're the most ridiculous phrases. I love it. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't care, truly. But I love hearing other media members get freaked out, like, oh, Bill O'Brien was so rude.
Yeah, he's giving me nothing, and I need it. You really need substance the first week of training camp?
No, you got so much to write about, and the players might not give you something either. Just do something else. It's okay,
guys. All they're doing is losing weight and trying to learn the system. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, it's oh, my God. I can't wait. Let's set a line real quickly. 4.5 days before we hear the first outrage of, these guys aren't giving us anything on the interviews. Oh.
It's obvious they talked about it because everybody's using the same phrase. Get over it. It's a phrase you don't care about, just like they don't care about talking to you until there's actually real games. And they still don't care about talking to you. Yeah. They know they have to do it.
Land of Steve, one of our loyal listeners, says, hey, I got tickets to the Saints-Texans camp day. As a Saints fan, how much bleep will I get for going in a Saints shirt? I don't think you'll get much because there are a lot of Saints fans here.
Texans fans like to throw a couple of zingers at you. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you can hit them back with how many Super Bowls have you won, and that normally muffles most of the rest of the conversation.
Yeah.
But I would say you get the best tickets because there's some good fights that always break out when those two teams start working out together in the preseason. I think every year since they've been doing it, there's been some knockdown dragouts.
There's always a good – it's like day three or day two. The first one, everyone's still, like, friendly. Like, hey, we're just here having fun. And then somebody will turn it on too much in a drill you're not supposed to.
Right.
And then it gets a little heated. The weather gets a little bit
hot.
Then
the haymakers into helmets, which is always a health benefit when you throw a haymaker into a helmet. And then helmets come off. And it's preseason, which otherwise is less than exciting. So if you can get a fight or two out of it when you're looking at camp, that's awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Training camp starts on Sunday. It's an open practice, so if you're heading out there, enjoy it. Man, it's cool to see those guys practice up close in person. That's one of the cool things about the job. And when fans get to see it, you truly can't appreciate how big, how fast these guys are until you're right up there. It's crazy.
No doubt. It's phenomenal to see. And the other thing is that, because of the fact that tickets are so tough and the Texans are so popular, this is your chance to really, really get the views and like you said, the up-close experience you wouldn't get otherwise. And the guys are great. They stay after. They sign autographs. They do a lot of things they wouldn't do when they're stressed out about the season. So it's a fun family atmosphere to be out there. Just don't expect a lot of good quotes.
On Twitter, we're also getting some good stuff. One of our listeners just sent me a picture of his dog. It's Jaber, Jaber32. He says, I have this 180-pound dog. It's a Dalmatian. I don't know what it is.
It is huge. Yeah, it looks like it's got some Mastiff in it, too.
Yeah. He ate a banana peel and two apple cores, and the backside was like a faucet. Oh, that's not good. I feel sorry for you, man. That sucks.
I got a 95-pound retriever with red licorice, but it probably doesn't even come close to that one.
Dude, man, 95 pounds?
Yeah, and he's only 14 months old.
Oh, my God. Good luck with that. Jackie, she's listening to the show. She says, I had no idea. It's our time to shine. I feel way better now. Yeah, Jackie, it's your time to shine now. It's that's it. That was the analysis there. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. No, Dell is not at Softass. We were not allowed to bring Dell out here because Dell is just – he's overwhelmingly too positive, And he's such a people's person that it would be too much for the people. So we're like, we got to leave him back in the studio because it would just be too much positive energy for one person to bring out to Beaumont, all right?
Plus, with his driving record this week, we run the risk on long journeys of things happening that could be destructive to both Dell and or vehicles and other people around him.
Yeah, I'm sure you're concerned, Joel.
Deeply, Dell, like from the core. Sounds, unbelievably concerned.
Sounds like you were concerned quite a bit.
I was concerned hearing you the other day. I thought you might have road rage.
I do have road rage, but that's not the reason I was late.
I know it wasn't the reason, but when you were behind the wheel and you're stuck, I thought your road rage might spill over into something on the highway.
No, I've never had one of those incidents. I'm okay. That's generally a Caucasian thing. That's generally a Caucasian thing.
If you're in this city, that's probably a good move on your part, because in this city, all bets are off if you have road rage based on what I see on the news.
Yeah, people will draw down on you pretty quickly.
They're not afraid to put a few extra air vents in your car in a hurry just for giving them your number one in my book finger.
Hey, Raheel, you've been talking about your dog quite a bit. Where would you take him if he was giving you issues?
If you're having issues with your dog, you go to Man's Best Friend. All right.
See what you did there, Dell.
Guys, trust me on this one. Don't go to the big box store and do their like once a week training classes because it's a waste of money. My wife and I did that and we were not happy. And that's because look, they don't have that much time with your dog or whatever it is. We did it right the second time. All right, we were like, this is enough. We got to go to the place that I've always heard about. They've been here since 1980, and that's Man's Best Friend. I called the Bob Olander. You can actually just go to mansbestfriend.com, schedule your free consultation, take your dog in there. You sit with one of the trainers. They go over the issues you're having. You tell them what you expect from your dog, all that great stuff, and then they recommend the right training package. That's important. Let me stress this again. They recommend the right training package because other schools, what they'll do is they'll try to upsell you. They'll recommend the most expensive one, and then you don't even need it because your dog might not be that bad. Man's Best Friend is really good at recommending the right one, and then if you tell them you heard it with me, Raheel Ramzanali on ESPN, they will give you 20% off the top right there for your training package. I recommend the boarding and training package. You leave your dog there for 2 weeks. You get back, and all of a sudden your dog is a brand new dog. I love everything about Man's Best Friend. I can't recommend him enough. In fact, last night when I mentioned I was having some, we had the issue with him swallowing the mango seed, I called my trainer. I was like, dude, what do you recommend? I called my trainer, dude, even though she's a lady, and she helped us out through the whole process. It was awesome. Mansbestfriend.com. You're part of the family when you get your dog trained there. Go to mansbestfriend.com. Schedule your free consultation right now. We are live at the Sawgrass in Beaumont. We will be right back on ESPN 97.5.
Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back into Granato and Raheel. No John today because he doesn't like the people of Beaumont. All right, that's just how he rolls. He knew he was going to be here today, right? And he still planned his day off like 2 days ago.
He soaked up all the promos,
yeah.
Took all the pub, and then skipped.
And then left the great work to Joel and Raheel. Raheel Ramzanali, Joel Blank hanging out here. I will be here till 2 p.m. Joel's here till about 12 o'clock. We're going to have some fun, so stop on by if you're driving around. Looking for a lunch spot in Beaumont, Port Arthur. There's also a location there, and, of course, the Lake Charles location inside the Golden Nugget. Awesome, awesome stuff from Sawgrass. So come on by, have some lunch with us. You got great specials going on, lunch specials, happy hour. Man, James just stopped by. He was driving around, and he's like, I want to come say hi to you guys.
Wait, I think it was a guy that looks like James.
Yeah. Oh, he's not supposed to be here.
Wasn't actually, right, he's not supposed to tell the wife.
He's actually supposed to be cheating on his wife, but he's actually here now.
Easy.
It's so weird. I'm just messing with you, James. Come on out here. One of the great things about the Beaumont location, they've got the side room here, so if you need to host a lunch or a dinner or a company party or a family event, 60
fantasy
people.
Fantasy football draft coming up, right?
Come on down here, and they will help you get everything set up. They also cater from this location. So go to sawgrass.com, find the location, and they will get you set up. Just give them a call.
Right on the feeder road, which couldn't be more convenient.
It,
it's awesome. Just
I
in
love
and out.
It. Right there. I love feeder restaurants.
And the lunch special, so you can get in, get the quick lunch special going, get back on your day. Well-fed, happy belly, and get out.
Yep, and we got plenty of seats here available to come hang out, eat, watch the show. We're going to have some fun here and get this going. On Twitter, if you want to reach us, @_Raheel, and we got Pac-Man Joel.
Yep.
You can reach him there, so we'll get things going here. Tyler White, by the way, is going to be joining the Astros, and we'll talk to Julia Morales, Miss Blue Eyes, in a little bit. We'll talk to her at 11:15, get you know everything the latest with the Astros, how important this series
is. Is she going to use the library voice?
No, she's pretty good.
I'm just saying, whenever they put her by the dugout, I think she's always worried about the players listening, and they come back from break, and suddenly instead of her jovial self, she's like, you know, guys, the Astros have a special coming.
There is. Yeah,
weekend.
You can tell
it's
when
almost
the players
like sexy
are right there.
Traffic meets drop-ins for baseball.
Sexy traffic is the worst thing ever.
Oh, boy.
Ugh, things are getting hard.
People think it's working.
Stop it, please. No. If you're trying to get in between lanes, stop. Stop. It was kind of cool for like one day when it first started, but whatever. That I digress. So Julia will be joining us. Tyler White is being called up. He's going to be on the roster. Doug Fister, good luck to him. Paternity leave. Get ready. New dad on the way.
Yeah. New dad. So Tyler White, who actually went down and started striping the baseball again, and I think he was like 5 or 6 for 10 in his first 10 at-bats after going back down to AAA. So hopefully he's got that straightened out, comes back this time with a clean slate, except for everybody knows what he did from a batting average perspective. But hopefully he can come in and get some at-bats and do some things to help this team, because our man Bregman is still looking for his first hit.
Yeah, Bregman's still trying to get this going. Has 2 walks now. You know, he's showing signs of, like, a good approach at the plate and all that. But it might take a few more games. But once he gets going and what everyone is hoping he would become, if he does, it's going to be crazy.
His defense was phenomenal. Yeah. So right from the get-go, you knew he had a glove. And I just wonder how much that everything from his confidence level to the results would have changed if the ball he hit to the very deep portion of the right field warning track, which would have been a grand slam, that was caught. If that ball gets for extra bases or gets out, does that make a huge difference? Because there's got to be a lot of anxiety. You're trying to get your first hit. You know, the whole world is watching you, especially all the Astros fan base. So you wonder if that would have changed things a little bit. But obviously the kid can play, and they really need him now that Valbuena's out.
Yeah, Valbuena, Gomez are going to be evaluated day to day, and we'll see what happens with the hamstrings when it's a hamstring.
Well, maybe we can Julia to give us a little insight on the lineup tonight.
This is going to be interesting. Where do you put Tyler White? Because in recent starts with the Fresno Grizzlies, he's taken starts at shortstop, I believe, out in the outfield.
How does that guy play shortstop?
I don't know. He's played at third base, shortstop, and in left field in recent games.
I saw he played the first game back at shortstop, and I'm going, that's a big hoss to be putting for I'm not sure he's rangy at shortstop. But, hey, man, whatever works. But first of all, you know we don't have to put him at shortstop here, but you need him to produce with the bat no matter what.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said why I knew it, but the Chronicle, their story says the reason that he's been playing all these positions is more because of Fresno's roster, and they just got so much talent. You got to fit these guys in, and he has a pretty hot bat right now out there. So we'll see if Tyler White can recapture the beginning of the season. That was the hottest hitter. Yeah,
he's got to be in the lineup, but it's going to be interesting because I think the big one in terms of offense, we know that Gomez hasn't been producing, although he did get the hit the other night, got a couple ribbies, and then he was taken out. But if Mariznick goes in at center field, he has been hitting the ball better, but we know that he's not known for his bat yet. And when you're playing a team like the Tigers, we've already stressed how important these games are. Lineup's going to be very important, and as they hit for average and hit for power, we know that Tyler White can hit for power, and he's hit for average down in AAA. Can he do it on the big league level? So it'll be interesting to see if he's in the lineup tonight.
All right, we are live at Saltgrass in Beaumont. Come hang out with us. Coming up next, we'll do Dell's big-ass question of the day. It's so big, we had to wait till 11 o'clock because it's that big of a question today. Did you watch any of the DNC yesterday, the final night?
I saw everything, and I fell asleep before Hillary, unfortunately.
I wanted to watch more of it, and I just couldn't because of the dog issue that started. Chelsea Clinton was up there. God, Twitter is so mean. Twitter is relentless sometimes. Chelsea's just there trying to help her mom out, and people are just going right after her.
Especially when they start doing the split screens with her and Ivanka.
Yeah.
It's just setting yourself up for disaster in certain ways.
Like, people need to calm down. It's not a daughter competition. Although Chelsea's speech wasn't that bad. It was all right. And then Hillary got up there in her all-white. Oh, God, I can't stand her. I literally have no political views. I don't care. I can't stand Trump. I can't stand Hillary. I appreciate what both of them are doing.
Trump has gamed the system.
Hillary is so calculated. Katy Perry. She had Katy Perry introduce her, and she plays the fireworks song afterwards. Everything's so calculated. I love that. And I think I appreciate it more now, Joel, because of House of Cards, where you kind of know, like, oh, the reason she got that position was because they guaranteed her that she would be the candidate in 8 years and all that. I love that. I love every move. But, man,
it's all strategically done and everything like that. I will say this. I'm with you. I'm not political. My wife, obviously, with the news, covers it and watches it and religiously has to pay attention to it. So it's on our house. But I will say this. Obama's speech the other night was, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, everything like that, if that didn't motivate you, I don't know what will.
He's one of the greatest hype men ever.
Dude's got a career doing public speaking for six, seven figures at a time for as long as he wants.
Yeah, I think every I don't see a junior do too many. Former President Bush.
Junior?
Yeah, I don't
you know him like that?
Yeah, we're tight like that. Me and Junior, we just hang out like that. Does he do a lot of speeches?
He's not exactly the smoothest at speaking.
Yeah. But he's so awesome, though. Did you see him at the this is not funny. He was at the funeral of the Dallas cops, and they started singing a song. It was a hymn. And he's just getting, like, hyped up for no reason, and he's holding First Lady Obama's hand. And he's, like, starting to dance, and she's like, this is so
And ironically, he didn't know any of the words to the song while he was doing it.
No, he was just, like, a jovial young kid just having the time of his life. You're like, this guy, he's just having fun. I love it. I love it.
He's not the fluid speaker. He would do the, shame me,
Yeah.
And he'd stop and do the remix version, the wicking, wicking. You're like, nah, that's not working for you. You might as well just move on.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We are live at the Saltgrass in Beaumont. Come hang out with us. We'll start talking some Astros. We got Dell's big-ass question of the day coming up next. Joel, we're going to try to make baseball better because every once in a while, for whatever reason, I think it's writers are like, hey, we have nothing to write about. Can we make baseball better? Let's do that story. So I want to get the fans' perspective.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, you're right. It was broke, but it doesn't need fixing. I'll tell you why later on in the show. 11:15, Julia Morales, and much more right here on ESPN 97.5.